how hard it is to get away from Bruce.
Yeah, well, but I just didn't want to, I hope I didn't scare him away, that's all.
No, that's all right, then. And when you get ready to go up there, you can just go up there and get Bruce and tell them they can come back down here.
Okay.
You can just swap around. I figured they had come. Usually they stay 3 or 4 days here, visit, but she said they were putting up with his sister down at Damascus now. So they won't be here except for a few hours.
Now, when you, how did you do your dishes years ago?
You mean what word did we use? Washing the dishes?
Yeah. But then you had to, after you washed them, you...
Rinse.
All right, and then something you'd use to get the particles of food off the
A scrub.
Well, it's a piece of cloth or rag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A dish rag, and you had 2 or 3 different kind of dish rag. You had your drying towel and your scrubbing towel, mm-hmm. and then a kind of a ugly old piece to wipe the stove and. Things like that.
And how about something that you'd use to wash your face, a piece of cloth or rag?
Washcloth.
All right. And something you dry yourself with?
Face towel.
And on a barrel of vinegar, the thing that the water you turned it to make it?
Now, what was that? I know what you mean.
Uh-huh. What did you call it? What do you call it at the sink in the house?
A nail?
Yeah.
Laboratory.
No, the sink. Sink in the house.
Faucet.
Yeah. And did you ever call that anything else?
Yeah, we did, but what was it?
Was it a spigot or a spigot?
Oh, yeah.
and that would be the same thing?
As a faucet.
As a faucet. Uh-huh. Yeah. And if the there's water in the pipe and then the pipe... It froze. The water froze and then the pipe...
And went all over the house.
Uh-huh. What happened to the pipe, though?
You had a pipe burst or a frozen pipe.
All right. And the things that when you used to keep vinegar in a
Vinegar jug.
Or how about something bigger than a jug?
Barrel. All right. They used to have wooden barrels. We had one of them.
And if you're pouring things, one thing, something.
Funnel.
All right. And that's something fun. You'd crack to make a horse go. You'd crack over a horse.
Riding whip.
And if you got a dozen oranges at the store, the grocer put them in a...
No, I don't remember that.
Something, well, sure you do. I can tell. What's this? This is all I mean. What's this?
A poke.
All right. Would you call that? Would you just call
and
that
when
poke?
I would go up north and visit my people and I'd say something about a poke, they just, no! They call it a bag.
All right. Now, but it's made out of what? This one is made out of?
Paper bag. We say now. Then it's paper poke.
Did you spend any time in your classroom? Did the kids when the kids said poke, you just went right along with it, huh? Because everybody said it, huh?
That's right. Uh-huh.
You didn't have any feeling about eradicating localisms?
No.
You? No. Well, that's great.
Everybody was just. Same level.
That's marvelous. But
yeah, I had a great time with my kids.
A bag or a I mean, do kids in the neighborhood still call them pokes?
Yeah.
And they
not many do now, but still some, yeah.
And one, how about one made of cloth that maybe you'd get 5 or 10 pounds of sugar in?
That was a poke of flour or a poke of sugar.
That'd be a cloth poke.
Yeah, those cloths. Let's see, we got flour in cloth then, and sugar in cloth bags.
Uh-huh. Now, what about the 100 pounds of potatoes would come in, a big...
Tow sack.
All right.